Very well done. And then vegetable broth, kalirishi prepared for me.
I have brought the Makara Dwaja from the Kaviraj in Delhi. This Kaviraj, he is not Ramanuja Sampradaya, but many people say in Delhi that he's the foremost Kaviraj in India. He treats the Prime Minister, Morarji Desai, and all the ministers also. So many people trusted him, and he mixed this medicine. He was mixing it for some other person, but when he heard that you were ill, then he gave it to us.
What kind of Makara Dwaja?
There's different kinds of Makara Dwaja, six kinds. And this is the most potent kind. This is called Sid Makara Dwaja. And this contains gold and pearl and musk and mica and many other ingredients.
And what are the other ingredients you have to take it with?
You can take it with either honey or milk, but he recommended that for Prabhupada's particular condition, he take it with honey.
What did he charge?
Nothing. We got it for free because we got it through one influential man named Chandaswami.
Oh, Chandaswami. That's that person Adikesh was always working with.
And so the copyright said...
You met Chandaswami?
How much money? No, he's in Madras. This is 48 doses, two doses a day. That means this is 24 days medicine, Makara Dwaja, two doses per day.
Carefully. Come on.
Yeah, Srila
Prabhupada. Take care.
All right, I'll keep it locked up.
If he has nothing, then he's honest.
Did he say what the charge would normally have been?
No.
And did he say anything
about... But he
about...
did say that what the other Kaviraja said about dosage was very wrong. And that if that dose was taken, it would have been detrimental.
Which
one tola?
The one tola.
He said that's not saying.
Did he say anything about length of time involved for the efficacy of the medicine?
No, he just said it's very. This is a very powerful medicine.
What times should it be taken? Morning and night.
Morning and evening.
Any particular time in the morning?
No.
Srila Prabhupada, would you like to take some now?
Where?
Yes.
Simply honey.
Is it in the form of powder?
Yes.
So it's mixed.
It's already mixed and separated into separate doses.
And it's put in a spoon of honey.
Yeah, it's mixed with honey.
It's already with
honey?
No. You have to mix it with honey.
How much honey?
He said just some honey.
Just so it becomes palatable. Okay.
So Bhakti Charu Maharaj will take charge of mixing that.
Bhakti Charu, he's here.
That's from the water.
I'll keep it locked in the Almira and I will give one dose at a time to Bhakti Charu.
Yeah.
And he will mix it with honey and give to you.
Yeah.
Very good. So let's mix it.
What is the date today?
Today is the 25th. It's an inauspicious day. So it's the proper day to begin taking it.
So, let us begin tomorrow morning.
Begin tomorrow morning. On an auspicious day. All right.
Of course, you, Srila Prabhupada, you've said when an auspicious thing comes along, it's best to act on it immediately.
It's triodicy, that's auspicious, isn't it?
However, if you feel that you want to start in the morning,
you'll be fine.
You should take it now.
Yes.
I like
it. If something's auspicious, why wait for tomorrow?
Alright, we're going to arrange for them.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
It took mana, that's right.
Srila Prabhupada, I'm going to take rest now.
Are you?
Hare Krishna.
So, for giving the medicine, Paman Krishna and Bhaktita in charge.
I think that's good.
You got that?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Why spoon? Why not that mortar and pestle?
He is making it in the mortar. Should you take it directly on the mortar?
Yeah.
Better, huh?
Mm.
Definitely better?
I think so.
Okay. I'll just tell him.
I lick it.
Yeah. That way every bit will be good.
Mm.
Okay.
Around the temple.
Around our temple. Do you feel strong enough to be able to sit in that?
Strong or weak, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
You carry me at least 3 times.
Yes. And Darshan?
And Darshan.
At 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Anytime.
Just as before.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kulikroa. Even when I die, that is good luck. Nirvana?
Yes.
In straw and lying on the road, jerking of train, aeroplane, why not here? Huh?
Vrindavan is the best place.
Hmm. Oh, I didn't like that. It doesn't matter.
Hmm.
At least 3 times.
Yes.
With Kirtan. I mean, I may die or live, it doesn't matter.
For us it matters, Srila Prabhupada. Mm. For us it matters.
What can be done if he's not here?
At least all the devotees will be very happy to chant for you whilst you go around. One of our men just died in Bhubaneswar. One of our men, he died in Bhubaneswar.
When?
We just got a telegram today from Bhagwat. He was an elderly Australian devotee, the man who was doing the architecture. That you saw him in Bombay, that older man. He was about 56.
In Bombay?
You saw him in Bombay last year. He had just done some drawings for the development of Bhubaneswar, and you asked him if he would like... Oh, Haridaspur. At that time he was working on some plans for Haridaspur. and you asked him if he would like to stay there. So Bhagwat put that he had died of some brain virus. Yes. That is part of Jagannath Puri Dam.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a guarantee for going home? If someone leaves their body in the dam?
At least he is high standard of life for many years. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Why not in the Bhagavad Gita?
Prapya punya kritam lokan. Ushit va shasvati samha. Suchinam srimatam gehe. Yogo brashta prajayate.
Indeed. All right.
English.
I find it.
That was text 41. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into the family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. Then the next verse. Atava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam itadi durlabhataram loko janma yadish idrisham. On taking such a birth, or he takes his birth in a family of transcendentalists who are surely great in wisdom. Verily, such a birth is rare in this world. Tatratam buddhisam yogam labhate parva dehikam. Yatate chatatobu ya sam siddho kru nandanaha. On taking such a birth, he again revives the divine consciousness of his previous life, and he tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success, O son of Kuru. Telegram came today. It didn't give exact time, but it came from Bhubaneswar.
He was there?
He was working with Gogovinda Maharaj. Yeah, he was from Melbourne. He gave up his family when he was 51 and joined the temple. And then he came here to work with Saurav. Institute of Marriage.
From tomorrow, you should be in that plantain and with devotees, let me have Parikrama temple.
Tomorrow.
Around the temple.
What time?
9 to
10. Anytime, you know.
9 to
10. Like we did before.
All the devotees. Okay, Dad.
How do you like this?
Very good.
in this realm and dying train jerking or aeroplane jerking. Why not for the car? Die or leave, it doesn't matter.
Parikram is...
Huh?
Parikram is noble.
Oh, yeah. I try and plan again, or make a stretcher, but have what it
comes. Yes, brother.
Do you like this idea?
Yes, I think it's a good idea.
Well, then I tell who is leading me well. Let me have for it. If I live, that's all right. If I die, that's all right. Both ways.
That's all, brother.
No. What is that?
Yes, sir.
You have heard what I've said.
Yes, sir, brother.
Do you like this?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
What is the harm?
All the devotees will love to see you.